Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, the frontline protector right here at Private Officer Beat, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International. This is May 1st, 2023. Can you believe it? We are really zooming through the year. A lot of good things have happened, and unfortunately, a lot of bad things have happened this year. We're excited today to be talking about some things coming down the pike. We're going to be beginning a brand new radio show. I'll tell you about that coming up and how that's going to help you and benefit many, many of you, as well as talking about what's happening in our industry this year compared to other years. Talking with others who are in the security industry, they have also recognized many situations happening. So that's going to be the topic at the bottom half of the program. We'll be talking about quick changes in private security 2023. And I'll tell you, it's as far as I can see, for the many years I've been in this business, this is probably the last few years, three or four, this has probably been an era in this private contract security business like none other. We've had our ups and downs. We saw quick changes in the 70s and 80s. After 9/11, we saw quick changes with more and more companies wanting to better protect themselves. But now we're seeing even more changes. Some of it's for the good, and a lot of it is not. We talked a few weeks ago about the real-time crime center, and we'll tell you how that is going to play into that, and technology is going to play into how security does their job. And talking to several people this past week, including a reporter for a national magazine, we're all on the same page. Those of us who have been around this business for a long time are seeing great changes coming down the pike. They're happening already. If you're not recognizing it, you're going to see what was contract security, physical security, quickly changing, already is changing, into a different type of physical security. And we kind of opened those doors up a few weeks ago when we talked about the real-time crime center, but we will talk more about it at the bottom half of today's radio program. Also today, we've got our latest edition, The Good We Do, something that we began a number of months ago, highlighting and spotlighting security personnel who go above and beyond the average, above and beyond any and all requirements, and also putting their lives on the line, literally putting their life on the line. And I'll tell you about several of those situations where they did do just that. Of course, today, as always, got a lot of breaking news all over the country and around the world. We're also going to talk a little bit about the news that we put out in our emails and how that's about to change, if not this month, for sure next month, and how that will affect you. If you currently are getting our newsletters, you're going to see some changes coming up, and you'll be able to have more say in what you receive as far as the news coverage, the news frequency, the news topics. I'll tell you more about that when we come back from our first break. We also have a couple of unfortunate officer down to report. and a whole lot more. I'll tell you what, this month, it's been busy. It's been a busy 2023, but this month, I expect it to be even busier. And that's a good thing for many people. Other people just, they'd rather stay status quo and not really progress. And that you see that in every industry. You have people who do not want to move forward with the business that they do, whether that's somebody who's in retail, somebody who's a plumber, somebody who is, security, whatever it might be. But unfortunately, time doesn't stand still. Things change all the time, every day, every minute, every hour. There's no way of slowing it down. And we'll be talking about how this is all going to, it is coming together right now, but how it's going to directly affect the businesses, the contract security companies, and the employees. Some of it's good, some of it not so good for some businesses. We are going to take our first break. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, the voice of the frontline protector. We'll be right back.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy, located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933. I want to welcome you back to today's episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio, the voice of the frontline protector. And today, as I was saying, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking at the bottom half of this program about the various changes to the industry and the many components that are changing and changing right now, have been changing for quite a while. And of course, we want to talk about the latest Good We Do segment and so much more. Right now, we have the annual Private Officer Awards program happening. We sent out tens of thousands of emails in the last 7 or 8 days, letting folks know about this. We have had less than a healthy response. What that means is that people are not taking an interest in supporting their employees, their coworkers, or even themselves. Every year, we look to spotlight and highlight all the good that private security, private law enforcement, public law enforcement, and others do and go unrecognized, the unsung heroes. Now is your time to recognize your coworkers, your employees, others in security, law enforcement. We have even honored crossing guards. Anyone that needs to be highlighted. Now, you can do this year-round. We have no limit, no time frame. You can contact us any day, 365 days a year, to nominate someone. But this time of the year, once a year, we open it up. And we say, look, we're going to go the extra mile to make sure that an individual who deserves being recognized gets the highest level of recognition. Besides that award, we also send out national press release, and we give you a template where you can send out a press release to your local media as well. If you did not receive a nomination form, all that you have to do is go to privateofficer.org/awards. Scroll down to the toward the bottom of the page, and that's where you're going to see that nomination form. And yes, you can nominate yourself. You can nominate your coworker. You can nominate your employer. If you are an employer, you should be nominating those who are doing a great service, a great job, and keeping your business afloat. But we are going to be presenting some of these in person. I myself and some of my staff are going to be traveling over the next month personally presenting some of these awards. And in fact, we have at least 3 or 4 Purple Hearts that we will be presenting over the next month or so to these individuals. They don't even know about it. We'll be contacting them. Now, we do have some awards across into other countries. We're not going to be flying all over the world, but we're definitely going to make every effort to send those to our members in that part of the world and see if someone will present that physically on behalf of Private Officer International. If you yourself would like to be involved in presenting awards, and last year we had one of our members go to a local police department and present 3 police officers who were involved in a violent attack. They were presented awards because of the great work that they did making the arrest using just minimal force. Even though they could have used deadly force, they did not. And we had one of our regional representatives, a POI, go and do that. We've had this happen in the past. And so that leads me to the next point. You need to be part of one of our many committees. If you want to be on the award committee, on the benevolent committee, that the benevolent committee doesn't take a lot of time, neither does the award committee. You could be on the steering committee. Contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com for more information. Just tell us that you'd like to be part of the committee, and we'll send you more information. It doesn't cost you anything. We're also reopening our chapters. Now, we've had a number of inquiries in the last 6 weeks, but people don't. I mean, they inquire, we send them the information, and then they don't follow up. You never hear from people. Again, if you're interested in opening a chapter in your area, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. There's a lot of benefits to opening a chapter. It puts you there as boots on the ground. It allows you to interact with law enforcement on a more professional basis. It brings in people that you can connect with, train with, all under the POI roof. I mean, we supply you with everything that you need, and it's very beneficial to the community. I think very beneficial to the individuals that join the chapter and even to the chapter manager. For more information, just contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Remember, we hear it all the time. Nobody cares about security. Nobody cares about us. We're doing the same thing as the cops, but we don't get the recognition. You have that opportunity. If you're not passing around this information, if you're not sending this information out to your Facebook pals and your coworkers, you should be, because we're here for the industry, and you need to, recognize what's being done for the security industry. So before I continue preaching anymore, we're going to get to another break real quick. We'll be back. We have a lot of information coming up next. The good that we do. We're going to highlight some folks today in this segment. And then we've got news, breaking news, officer down, as well as talking about the speed in which the industry is changing, whether you recognize it or not. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Down reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
Remember, you can read our breaking news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's never stale. This is fresh, hot off the press news. Go to privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. Available free to you anywhere, anytime. All that you have to do is go to privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com and read all of the breaking news involving private security, public safety, crime, and violence here in the U.S. And remember, you can be part of the conversation 24 hours a day as well. Facebook.com/Private Officer International. And over on Twitter, we're talking over there 24/7. Twitter.com/Private Officer. And remember, our radio shows are live each week, but streaming to you, for you, 24 hours a day, anywheres around the world. Link on our link there at the website, or you can go to iHeartRadio and put in Security Police News, and our channel will pop up, and on more than 30 other platforms, wherever you get your news, music, podcasts. You can listen to our radio shows wherever you are, any time of the day or night. If you need more information about where our website is, where the news is, how you can get involved, how you can be part of this exciting association, whether you're a private officer or a public officer, bail bonds or bail enforcement, private investigator, or someone who supports our services, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. We're going to be adding a brand new segment here on the Private Officer Beat Radio called The Entrepreneur. The point of this new segment is to help people who are looking to start their own business or maybe already have a business but need some tips on how to market, maybe how to gain financing, business ideas, and also how to be a well-organized business and keep good records. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to be inviting guests to this segment, and I hope that this segment will be able to help to kickstart some ideas of businesses that are out there that you can start, or even ideas of your own that you can develop into a business. We'll also have a network that we'll be putting together of current entrepreneurs, including those in the security or protective service field, and those in public safety and other related businesses. If you want to take part in this, if you are a business owner, a marketing guru, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. We'll be probably kicking this off in the next few weeks, and every few weeks we'll have a new segment, The Entrepreneur, here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. For months now, we have spotlighted, and highlighted, and shown the world about all the good we do. And in this segment, once more, we are really highlighting how private officers, private security personnel, are saving lives. Over in Tunica, Mississippi, during a busy Saturday night at a casino, everything was going as per the script. Just another busy weekend at a busy casino. Security Officer Sandra Gallagher said she spotted a crowd gathered around some slot machines. Everyone was loud, but she thought someone may have just hit a big win on the slot machine. Thinking that someone did hit a jackpot, she just casually began walking toward the crowd. But as she heard the voices becoming louder and louder, she realized that someone was yelling for help, and she immediately ran toward the area. Quickly arriving there, people were shouting, "He's not breathing," and Sandra knelt down, assessed the male's condition, and found that he had no pulse. Officer Gallagher's training, she said, immediately kicked in as she placed the gentleman completely on his back and began giving rescue breaths, and then began CPR. Someone brought an AED, and within minutes, the man once again had a pulse. EMS arrived and transported the unidentified man to an area hospital, and 3 days later he was discharged and went home. Officer Gallagher received an award from her employer and has been awarded the Life-Saving Medal by Private Officer International. Once again showing you that if security personnel had been elsewhere or not there at all to intervene and take life-saving measures, this man may not have been alive today. And in Columbus, Ohio, an even more great example of a security officer getting involved. In April,
Security Officer Jorge Raganati was recognized by the Ohio Fire Service Hall of Fame and Fire Awards during a ceremony for his heroism during a day in September of 2022. That's when he was injured while rescuing several children from a burning vehicle. During the presentation event, security camera images showed Security Officer Raganati retrieving a tire iron from the trunk of his vehicle in the parking lot of a business where he was working and running across the street to where a vehicle was on fire and children were screaming for help. The security officer used the tire iron to break out the windows, open the door, and eventually was able to pull the children to safety. However, during this rescue, he collapsed from the smoke inhalation and had multiple injuries to his arm. This all unfolded in about 1 minute and 30 seconds before the flames totally engulfed the vehicle. Security Officer Raganati was honored with the Ohio Fire Service Citizens Award at the Ohio Fire Service Hall of Fame and Fire Award ceremony at the Center of Science and Industry in Columbus. This ceremony recognizes citizens and firefighters from across Ohio who went above and beyond to help others. Now, his manager at Howe Security say they've always been proud of Mr. Raganati, but this event shows what a dedicated person he is. They say he is a proud immigrant from Uruguay who came here looking for a better life, and he is eager to help others. And certainly, we will, here at Private Officer International, reach out to Howe Security in Ohio and try and schedule a presentation for their security officer. In Eugene, Oregon, a hospital security officer is being recognized for his acts of kindness. Travis is just a genuine, good-hearted person, his teammates say. He goes out of his way just to please people, and he's really, really sincere. It's not fake, said Brian Bennett, the security manager at Bay Area Hospital. When Travis Melton, a Bay Area Hospital security officer, was just 5 years old, he experienced major losses himself. His first brother got leukemia and at the age of 4 passed away. And at the same time, the same year, soon afterwards, his grandfather died. Both were very big influences on his life, said Melton. Travis's mother became pregnant again with a new baby, and Melton says he was afraid his mother would never make it home from the hospital. At Bay Area Hospital, security personnel say that Melton notices kids quickly. He can tell if they're experiencing fear. He understands it. He takes a step back and he sees how the kids are terrified just coming into the hospital. So he tries to make their experience much better. The community in which they're in is low income. It's a very difficult area, he says, for children. At Christmas time, when they come in, he makes it surprisingly special. Travis set out to bring toys to children in the hospital several years ago and has been doing so since. His first recipient, a child struggling to remain calm in his hospital room at the height of the pandemic. His coworkers, her managers, everybody say he is an inspiration. Travis is real. He's kind. He smiles. He spreads joy, and we want to recognize him. The father of three says he's glad to see his own children begin to demonstrate the same art of giving. He says he doesn't want any praise. He just wants to help. And so we're going to recognize Travis as well as we reach out to the hospital there in Oregon. Just recently, within the last 10 days, two TSA security officers at the Richmond, Virginia International Airport saved a pilot's life when he went into cardiac arrest. We just got wind of it ourselves just a few days ago and have reached out to our contact there at the airport. It seems that the officers were in the middle of a security operation when they noticed the pilot looking unwell. Suddenly, he fell, and that's when they jumped into action. There was somebody turning blue in my arms, and I needed to do something, said TSA Officer Nigel Allen. Law enforcement at the airport also responded in seconds, and Allen ran and grabbed an AED that was used to bring a pulse back to the pilot's heart. The pilot regained a pulse and was transported to a local Richmond hospital and is now recovering. His family has reached out to the airport, and they expressed their deepest appreciation for Officer Allen's help and the help of all who was involved. Like I said, we just got wind of it ourselves within the last few days, and we have reached out to our contact, and I personally will be in the Richmond area presenting this along with our area representative of POI. It just shows you another example of how private security personnel, they make a difference every single day. And Theodore Jones, a public safety officer in Cleveland, Ohio, he made a difference at the Case Western Reserve University. He was a friendly face, a kind soul, assigned to patrol the Wolstein Research Building area. He was on the second shift. He was well known to students and faculty. He was a very pleasant guy, said one student. He was always in a good mood, said a university employee. He was someone who always had something nice to say. Unfortunately, Jones died April 12th after battling with cancer. Although he was only on the staff there at the university for just a couple of years, it was like he'd been there forever. He died at the age of 72. They said he loved the people in the building and he enjoyed coming to work, said his supervisor. The security officer will be remembered. They had a public viewing and they also had a celebration of life for him last month. Private Officer International has sent a letter to the wife. We need more people in this world who are willing to step forward to do whatever it takes to make a difference. And I am proud to say that across this country and around this world, we have private security personnel and public law enforcement who risk their lives every day, who lay it all on the line, who step out and make that difference. Save lives, rescue people, bring people back from the brink of death, and show kindness to the people that they work with and the people around them. Private security may not mean a whole lot to many people, but to others in that time of need, they're there. And we're glad to represent many of them. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to tell you about how security is changing. And we do have, of course, a lot of breaking news as well. This month, we're recognizing security officers around the world. You can nominate your coworker. You can nominate a police officer. You can nominate yourself. go to privateofficer.org/awards and fill out the nomination today. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector on the Private Officer Beat Radio, produced by Blue Star Media Group, Blue Ram Media Group, Private Officer International, and our sponsors. Thank you for those who sponsor. You can advertise right here on our network, on our website, on our social media for just dollars a day. Contact Help Desk at privateofficer.com. We'll be right back.
Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vests or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code, 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it.
I heard about a shooting involving a three-year-old girl over the summer. My daughter Riley is that age.
There was a point when I felt that I was going to die.
And my parents used to always say a bullet doesn't have a name on it.
Someone put a bullet in the back of my 14-year-old son's head.
The gun should never be an option.
We're Americans. We don't have to live like this.
We can all make a difference.
In the United States, 88 people die of gun violence every day.
We can end gun violence.
Slow down.
Slow down and move over.
And move over. When you see lights,
masks,
or reflectors,
please give us some room. Slow down and move over.
When you need us,
we've got your back.
You have ours.
You got our back?
You got ours? You got our back? Please, slow down.
And move over.
All right, we're back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio with this week's breaking news. We'll start with a big story coming out of Tyson's Corner, Fairfax County, Virginia. There, a three-year-old was kidnapped by a stranger, a woman at the Tyson's Corner Center Mall. Police in Fairfax County said that a woman walking through the mall found a three-year-old child near a outdoor play area who was unattended, apparently. The mother must have turned away for whatever reason. The woman took the hand of the child and led it out of the mall and into another area of the retail shopping center. Now, that area is a mega retail place. Many stores, several malls. Authorities arrived at Tyson's Corner Center, located at 1900 block of Chainbridge Road. Police connected with mall security, who was able to pull up mall security video footage of their expansive camera system and immediately was able to identify Jane Poy, 33, of Washington, D.C., holding the hand of the three-year-old. Now, mall security there is everywhere. They have extended force throughout that area. Police say that it was mall security who located the woman and the child at the Coastal Flats restaurant. Now, Fairfax County Police report that the woman assaulted security personnel when they went up to her, but they were able to get her into custody and detain her and recover the three-year-old. Now she's facing charges of abduction, possession of burglary tools, assault on law enforcement, assault and trespassing. She also had outstanding warrants against her. This was one of those stranger dangers that you just don't really see that frequent. But in this particular case, the woman
for whatever reason, was able to walk up, grab the hand of the child, and just walk her on out of that area. But thank goodness that security and police arrived quickly, worked together, and took the suspect into custody. During the month of April, a very concerning number of security officers were murdered, and a number of security officers were charged with homicides. During the month of April, 9 security officers died on duty. Of those 9, 6 were murdered. And that is the exact number of security officers that were charged during the month of April with homicide. 2 just in the last week. Both of those were in retail environments. 1 happened at a Walgreens in San Francisco, where a security officer shot a female shoplifter. This is actually the second female shoplifter who was killed in the last 10 days. The first one was killed by a store employee. And a security officer in Nashville, Tennessee is under investigation after shooting a man who was involved in a confrontation at an Exxon gas station on Broadway, which is very close to the tourist area downtown in Music City. And police say they are turning that case over to the grand jury first thing Monday, and they evidently don't buy the security officer's story of self-defense, but we are following that very close. I'll have more information, I'm sure, in this week as we closely follow Nashville police broadcast and social media and press alerts, so we'll probably get more incoming information this week. A security officer is under investigation also in Portsmouth, Virginia, after he said that a man pulled a gun inside a nightclub. He fired one round that injured 6 people. Police say that the shooting occurred at the notorious lounge in the Manor Village Shopping Center on Portsmouth Boulevard. Police say the security officer fled after firing his firearm. The 6 people were injured with fragments of the bullet, but all will be fine. Another shooting involving security. This one is in New Orleans at a pretty popular restaurant called Medina's. Authorities there say the security officer was on duty when one of their employees was gunned down by 2 men. The security officer immediately began shooting at the shooters, wounding a customer. According to authorities, a 54-year-old woman from Chicago was in town for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival when she was injured. Police are still investigating. They say the armed security, it appears, acted properly in protecting the public. But we're going to be following that one as well. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, police there are investigating the murder of a police officer and his wife. Officers say that Officer Domingo Rodriguez was supposed to be at work Friday night, didn't show up after several days off. Police said that was a little unusual. They sent a supervisor to his home where they found the bodies of the officer and his wife. Police don't believe that it's a murder-suicide, but they are investigating, and there's no further information. The State Bureau of Investigation has taken over that homicide investigation. We have a lot of breaking news every single day, every single week. Make sure that you follow us at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. A shooting at a Walmart in Norfolk, Virginia, has left one person dead. According to police, 18-year-old Jabari C. Smith was the victim. Police are looking for a suspect. Officers are still investigating after a security officer was shot. This happened in New Jersey near Passaic. Police believe that the security officer was on his way to work when that happened. A Mercer County, New Jersey park ranger is charged with theft and falsifying patrol locks. It seems that this park ranger stayed home and falsified the report that he was out patrolling the parks. Ranger James Romano III has been charged with misconduct, tampering with public records, and theft by deception. More charges could be pending. In Prince William County, Virginia, the school there has decided to hire a contract security company to help their in-house staff monitor the school grounds. They have chosen Tricor Security, a regional company in the area, to provide those security officers. We're seeing more schools bringing back SROs and both unarmed and armed security officers. A broadcast to law enforcement and a press release to the news media this past week out of Atlanta, Georgia, saying that Georgia is seeing a growing number of fake police officers and fake security officers terrorizing businesses and local families. Now, we've been reporting for the last month or so that in the Atlanta metro, there has been a number of both male and female persons wearing security uniforms and attempting to break into businesses and homes. Now this warning coming out saying that men and women dressed in uniform with badges are scaring people, terrorizing people, robbing people. One woman even impersonated a GBI agent, a Georgia Bureau of Investigation, a state agent. This broadcast now is putting the public on notice to beware of this increase. We're keeping an eye on this city as well as several others where there's been a rise in impersonation of law enforcement as well as private security. A security guard was charged after shooting a customer who was trying to buy a pair of jeans at the Greenbrier Mall. This happened in Atlanta as well. The security guard was on duty. She's been identified as 27-year-old Daquan Carter. According to police now, they're not really sure exactly what happened, but there was an argument. More information will come out, I'm sure, this week. A man wanted in the shooting death of a Miami, Florida strip club security officer that took place in 2019 has finally been captured. Samari Levington Charles, 33, was arrested this past Tuesday on first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. That shooting occurred January 17, 2019. At the Booby Trap Gentlemen's Club, police have been searching for the man for quite a while. Law enforcement took him into custody just a few days ago. Authorities didn't give any other details about that. Also in Atlanta, Georgia, businesses started a fundraiser for a security officer shot twice by stray bullets. It seems that the security officer was working at Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar. This happened a week ago, Friday. He was not the intended target, but there was a shooting at the business, and he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and he took two bullets. He's recovering, and he is expected to make a full recovery. A GoFundMe page has been set up. So far, it's raised $1,500 of its $10,000 that they are trying to raise. Three teens in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, have been charged with 13 armed robberies in a 10-hour period. The three teens, names not released, carjacked multiple owners, robbed businesses, and just had a crime spree for about 10 hours They were finally captured by police. Two 15-year-olds arrested and charged with over a dozen robberies, as well as another 16-year-old. Police are still investigating this. And, of course, we are seeing a huge increase in juvenile violence. Three TSA officers were injured at the Phoenix airport this last week by a female traveler. The TSA officers were working a checkpoint at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport at about 6 a.m. when they were attacked by a traveler during a security screening process. One news outlet reported that she came unhinged over orange juice. We have reached out to Sky Harbor and hope to get more information. Two of the TSA officers were taken to a hospital. They were treated and released. 19-year-old Micaiah Coleman has been arrested. TSA said we're grateful that more security personnel was not injured. TSA has been reporting for the last 3 years an uptick in assaults and abuse of their personnel since COVID. A woman has been arrested in Spokane, Washington, after intentionally hitting a Walmart security agent with her Jeep. According to police, she was removed from the Walmart for disorderly conduct. She got into her vehicle, 32-year-old Rachel L. Cook. As the security officer was crossing in front of the store, she intentionally hit him and then left. Police were able to locate her and take her into custody. She's been charged with felony assault with a weapon. One suspect is in custody and one person is dead at the Midwest City, Oklahoma Community College of Rose State. Police responded. They say that this was some type of domestic situation, that they knew each other. One person is in custody. One person is deceased. We reported on the news back last month or so about a D.C. police officer who was involved in a fatal shooting incident. Now the DA says they won't prosecute the police officer after looking at all of the evidence, the totality of the situation. They say it was a justified shooting. A Casper, Wyoming man who was a school security officer has filed a lawsuit against the county school district after he was fired. He says he was fired because of discrimination. The school system says it's over a student altercation. According to the local media, the security officer was also a former law enforcement. Andy Reddy accuses the district of violating his 14th Amendment rights when they terminated him based on animus against him because of his race, color, and disability. We will follow this in our court watch. We have a large contingency of folks, volunteers, and staff who watch court cases involving security nationwide. A bouncer in Riverside, New York, was found guilty this past week of manslaughter in the death of a patron. A Medford bouncer beat that patron so badly that he died 11 days later in the hospital. Now David Cruz, 32, faces up to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced May 25th. Police say that there was a disturbance, but Cruz took it too far when he continued to beat the man unconscious. Unfortunately, now Cruz is facing a serious incarceration in prison. Also in the news, a security officer was slashed inside an adult store in Chelsea, Manhattan, New York, this past week. It happened about 9:58 p.m. last Monday at the Rainbow Station. The security officer was 53 years old. He was slashed with a knife across his forearm, stable condition at the Bellevue Hospital, but police say there's been no arrest. In Joliet, Illinois, a man is arrested and accused of kicking and assaulting a casino security officer while yelling racial slurs. The 45-year-old man has been charged with aggravated assault, obstructing justice, and criminal trespass to property. Police arrested Dennis Domesco, 45, of Lockport, Illinois, in that attack. Police also say that a security officer was arrested for impersonating a police officer and drug possession. This, too, happened in the metro Atlanta area. Marietta Police, which is a suburb of Atlanta, said that they spotted a man outside of a nightclub with a vest, body armor, that said police on it. They didn't recognize the man, so they stopped to inquire which department that he was working for. At the time, he was carrying a taser, a gun, pepper spray, handcuffs, and baton. The security officer said that he was an off-duty officer. Raymond Marty, that individual, told police several different answers. Police, checking on his identification, found that he was not a post-certified police officer in Georgia or any other state. He was not with any department. That security guard was arrested on felony possession of drugs, impersonation of a law enforcement officer, and taken to the jail where he was put on a $35,000 bond. In Yonkers, New York, an NYPD police officer was finally fired after her arrest for shoplifting at a Macy's store. We brought this to you sometime back. It happened in 2019. Police commissioner said that she signed off on the dismissal. According to the police, Eva Pena was guilty of engaging in conduct rather than following orders, and also she was guilty in the shoplifting incident. The fired police officer says that she was not guilty and she may appeal this. An ex-Disney employee allegedly shot videos up women's skirts has been arrested. The Disney employee is charged after taking videos of females without their permission. Jorge Diaz Vega, 26, worked at the Star Wars gift shop inside Disney World's Hollywood Studios theme park in Florida until his arrest. He's been charged with video voyeurism. Police also say that an armored car company employee skimmed from the bags of cash. According to state police in Delaware, 40-year-old Alfred Varelis of Wilmington, Delaware, has been charged with felony theft after an investigation at Gardeworld where money was coming up missing in multiple deposit bags. It seems that the armored car employee helped himself to cash from multiple bags. He's charged with several felonies in these thefts. In Denver, Colorado, Robinson Corporation Security Group is taking over security in Denver. The security company has been contracted for 1 year. When you see news happening, be sure to contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. A security officer who was patrolling a complex in a golf cart was shot. This past Sunday, while patrolling an apartment complex, police say he was shot at around 12:30 in the morning at the South Oaks Apartments. Police searched the area but did not locate a suspect. The security officer has non-life-threatening injuries. In Longmont, Colorado, the Twin Peaks Classical Academy, a private school, has hired armed security officers to take over protecting their students and staff. According to the Denver Post, security personnel will be on campus starting this week. A gunman who killed a father of two security officer in Albany has received 25 years to life in prison. Sean Pachacho, 40, was sentenced to 25 years to life in the murder, in the November 2021 murder of security officer John Welcome in Albany. Albany police quickly made an arrest in that shooting. The security officer died at the Albany Medical Center Hospital after being taken there by police. John Hopkins Medicine and University has elected their first ever police chief. They just formed, after 3 or 4 years of going through a process, their first private police department. According to the media press alert, Branville Bard Jr., who was working in the capacity during the process of getting the private police department up and running, has been selected as the first ever police chief for the school and university. Prior to joining Hopkins, Bard served as commissioner for the Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Department. He'd also spent 2 decades with the Philadelphia Police Department before reaching the level of district commander. We are going to take a quick break. Remember, 24/7, you can read our breaking news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. Join the conversation on our social media at facebook.com/privateofficerinternational and twitter.com/privateofficer. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, a production of Blue Ram Media Group. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us
to look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
My friends, right now, Armor Tech, a division of Armor College, is looking for people just like you to start your own school right where you're at. It doesn't take a lot of money, but it does take a little experience. You do have to have a few qualifications as an instructor, but we also certify you in many other areas. Currently, we are regulatory trainers for more than a dozen states. And if you're currently an instructor for your state security regulatory agency or the Red Cross or EMA or other types of disciplines, we want to talk with you. Have you ever thought about being in business, starting your own school? Well, now you can, with 100% support of Armor College. You can open up your own local school and be part of the Armor College system right now. You could be in business in a matter of weeks. Contact Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armor College, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org for more information. I think once you find out how easy it is to own your own school, to be in business for yourself but not by yourself, you're going to ask, why in the world didn't I do this sooner? Contact Armor College today for more information.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
Some people say if you don't like the weather, wait a minute, it's going to change. I've also heard people say that same phrase for life. Maybe things aren't going the way that you think it should. Maybe life is not so good for you. Maybe whatever the situation, don't worry about it. Life is going to change, and things are happening quickly. So too is true in the world around us. It doesn't matter where you live, what country, what nation. Look at time. Look at how quickly time flies by. We are in May 1st, 2023. Almost a half a year already gone by. We know that nothing is forever. And we know that we're living really in a world of change, constant change, and that's just the way that it is. So too is the constant change in policing and providing contract security. In fact, about 40 years ago, police were in an evolution. Things were rapidly changing for them, and the 70s and 80s and 90s and the 2000s came, and things rapidly changed for them again. The old school method just didn't work anymore. The patrolling on foot didn't work as cities expanded out and got bigger. The knocking the heads and the billy clubs and the mag lights and all of the ways that old school police enforced the law wasn't working. Many police departments went to community policing. They had officers on the beat. They had different units put together. When burglaries were up and drugs were up and homicides began climbing, many police departments put together specialized units. Not just any old patrol officer, but people that would specialize in reducing these particular crimes. I can remember when I first joined the law enforcement community, when I first joined the security companies. When I was a security officer, my first job was at a factory, and it was hot, it was dirty, it was smelly. Doors were often left open because it was so hot in the building. It wasn't a very pleasant place to live or work. It wasn't a very pleasant place to be. It wasn't a very nice place to come to work at, to be frank with you. And yet, hundreds and hundreds of people did. I myself found that the job was okay. It was a paycheck. But security at that time only provided access control. We did have those big Detex clocks. We walked around, punched the keys, went back to the booth at the entrance, and checked people in. Unfortunately, that particular business closed when many of the other manufacturing plants, many of the other companies that produce goods closed down and went overseas. I found that security wasn't just one angle, that it wasn't just one thing. I worked in a particular place, but I found that there was other types of security. So I moved on. I moved on to a community college, and then to a police department, and then to a university police department. I found that many police departments through the years became very proactive. When things happened, when crime rose, when there were situations in the community that had to be addressed, whether it was the broken window theory or some other type of situation happening in the city, in the community, the county, police reacted. They became proactive. They deployed many different specialized units. They deployed more officers. They deployed technology. Private security stayed the same right on through 9/11.
Although I think in many cases, 9/11 was the turning point for private security. Many companies outside of manufacturing and retail began calling on private security to consult with. They used private security more for upscale facilities, upscale residential complexes, convention centers, and so much more. What's happening right now, as you look around you, is that many people and communities throughout the country don't want police to be proactive anymore. They don't want police to go out and look for or search for crimes or activities that may be leading into crime. What the law says is afoot, crimes afoot, meaning underway, or you know, it has some of the components of a possible crime in progress or beginning to happen. Many police departments don't want vehicle stops. They don't want police to get out with suspicious persons. They don't want police to have specialized units that concentrate on prostitution, drugs, gambling, guns, murders, and other specialized areas. They just want cops to be there like security guards and be reactive. They don't want proactive, because proactiveness leads to more interactions with the community, and sometimes the community believes that it's all racially motivated. So they want police to sit back and only come to places where they've been invited to. When there's an incident, when the public needs them, they, like a security guard, they want to call and have them respond instantly. What I'm finding is that security, on the other hand, is becoming more proactive, which is kind of funny that police is becoming more reactive after the fact, and contract security especially, but some proprietary, are becoming more reactive. And some examples of that is what we talked about a few weeks ago when I went over the real-time crime center. Many public law enforcement agencies have these surveillance centers open 24 hours a day, dispatching out calls in real time, surveilling. They have technology helping them to be able to get there quicker and have more information faster, and solving crime as they're on the way to the call, when they get to the call, beginning that investigation. But contract security, as we talked about a few weeks ago, is kind of hip to what's happening. Some companies are understanding that technology is valuable when you add that with physical security, whether that be security officers in a patrol car patrolling a larger area, or if we're talking about static security on an individual property. I have found in recent years security companies using drones to patrol complexes, large outdoor events, even buildings. We spoke last year about this company that uses mini drones inside a very large warehouse, storage facility. And what they did is they have these mini drones, and they were able to send them out and monitor the cameras that were attached to the drones throughout the building. In fact, in recent years, drones has become a sporting event. It's actually recently was on TV again, where they race against each other through the buildings and around this and over that, and it's pretty interesting to watch. Some security officers, some security companies are continuing to increase the technology that they use. Many use body cameras. Many use dash cameras in their patrol vehicles. Many now have computers in their patrol vehicles with their report system on the computer and other information. Some have 24-hour dispatch centers, which I think is really key to keeping track for safety reasons of all your personnel that are out there, whether they are in a mobile patrol car or on foot, static, some account. You're able to find out if everything's okay, and they're able to call if they need backup. Some people are using GPS software on phones so that when you are walking patrol, they can, in real time, look at where you are. This is also a safety mechanism as well as a, you know, overwatch type system. So as the communities in some areas, not all, but in some areas continue to demand that police take a lesser role in law enforcement and be more reactive, contract and proprietary security in some areas and some companies are ramping up what they do, and they are becoming much more proactive. I just mentioned in the news about the security team at a mall in Northern Virginia. Within a few minutes, they were able to go through their expansive security cameras system, looking for the lady who kidnapped a three-year-old, found video of them, and quickly was able to go with police and help get them in get her in custody and recover the child. We have seen this recently last year where a security officer on duty patrolling a downtown area heard glass breaking and went to investigate. He saw a little further down the street someone had broken into one of the businesses. He got his drone, a personal drone, out of his vehicle and got it up in the air because he knew that suspect would be coming out and probably be fleeing on foot or in a vehicle. He was able to track the vehicle while talking to 911, keeping them advised as to where that vehicle was going, what turns it was making, and police quickly made an arrest for that burglary. Technology. The security officer knew he couldn't run those blocks. He knew he couldn't jump in the car and chase the suspect through town, and so he did the next best thing. He got his drone, which happened to be in his vehicle, and was able to keep surveillance under the suspect until police arrived. Proactive security is the only way to be. We talk about, well, we're just there to deter things. We're just there to observe and report. We're just there for a presence. But over and over and over again, lawsuits blaming security companies for a lack of security, the victim is winning. There are many ways where security companies and security officers can be proactive. Being more aware of your surrounding. Being a good observer. Take down the license plate of those suspicious vehicles. Good descriptions of people who you don't think belong on the property. When in doubt, call out. Call law enforcement. Call your dispatcher. Call a partner in the field. Get the word out and then check out what's going on. You will see, and I don't mean 20 or 30 years down the road, but you will see physical contract security and technology pairing up to be able to better serve their clients, protect and serve the property, those who live, work, or shop on the property. And you're going to see contract security and technology being one, physical security and technology working hand in hand. There is a security company in California who has a large patrol division, and they often respond to activated burglar alarms. But they have cameras in those facilities, and they get an alert on their computer or their device, their phone, about an activation, and they can see in real time video what's happening. They know right away while they're driving to the call that this is either a real break-in or a false alarm. It has helped them to make apprehensions of burglars over and over and over again. A friend of mine owns a security company in Connecticut. They do the same thing. They have technology on their side. They have everything is computerized, reports. They have a 24-hour dispatch service. They have their patrol officers out there responding to calls. They have technology every which way. And that's what you're going to find, more security companies being proactive. While there are less and less police officers available, while many police departments will continue probably for quite some time to come to be able to recruit and staff their agencies, it will be the contract security company that will continue to grow and continue to be asked to do more than they've ever done before. We've seen that over the last 20, 25 years since 9/11 for sure. We're going to see that expedite increase even more, and not 10 or 15, 20 years down the road, 10 or 15 days, a few weeks, a month. I guarantee you that if you stay around the contract security business for a little bit longer, you won't recognize it. It'll be nothing like when you first came in to the industry. And security companies have had to up their game. Talking with security company owners in several parts of the country, they have confessed, they have stated clearly that some of the things that the clients are asking them to do, they're worried about. They're worried about liability. They're worried about having their personnel out there doing things that they're not completely trained to do. That's why we're advocates here at Private Officer International of training, and why many states, many regulatory agencies need to increase the training substantially. This past week, I was in a training class talking to some professional agents, and they talked about the same thing. They said there's just no way to do our job with the amount of training given. And we're talking about professional agents, people who they're out there arresting people every day. They're out there chasing and tracking down people. And they're saying we need more training in mental health. We need more training in autism, just like we talked about here on the Private Officer Beat Radio maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. What I have been predicting for a number of years is coming to fruition. It's coming true. It's not that I had a crystal ball. It's just that I read the times very well. Having been around for a long time, you get to see a pattern. You get to see things that really lead you to know what's coming up around the corner. As we close out this radio program, I want you to think for just a moment about how technology around you has changed. It wasn't that long ago we didn't have phones in our pocket. We didn't have cameras and video cams in our pocket. We didn't have 20,000 apps on our phone. We didn't have all of the technology that we have today. Imagine a few more months, a few more years. The technology, even that police are using, now the public has. We here at Private Officer International are working with a number of companies on several projects. One of them, I told you a few weeks ago, was that real-time crime sensor. That is stacked with technology. Gunshot spotter, license plate readers, facial recognition, all AI, all sorts of technology that will help to solve crimes. I think that if you stay around contract security and you like technology, you're going to be supercharged, and maybe you'll even start your own business. I think that because of our circumstance here in the U.S. and around the world with the increased crime, I think we're at the right place at the right time. I think you're at the right place at the right time if this is the type of work you want to do. Be proactive. Be safe. Make sure that you make good decisions. Don't go off half-cocked. And keep your head on a swivel. Until the next time, y'all be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.